Pete Thamel, one of the best insiders in sports, reporting that Pitt has found their athletic director, and that confirmed by the guy who broke the Heather Like news, Chris Carter, who we had on earlier of the Post-Gazette. It is Alan Green, former athletic director at Auburn, former athletic director at the University of Buffalo, has worked at Ole Miss, most recently at Tennessee, and a guy who, according to Pete Thamel, he says Ole Miss has benefited significantly from NIL rules and built a stronger roster. Same thing with Tennessee. So this is a guy that's known to be good in the NIL world. This is a guy with 8 years' experience, at least what I've read, as an athletic director. And both of those things, I think, were what we said needed to happen here when you hire an athletic director at Pitt. You want someone with experience, and you want someone that can raise the money in the ever-changing world of collegiate athletics.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? And this background, I don't know that much or really anything about the guy. I mean, you know, he was a former athlete, played baseball at Notre Dame, got drafted by the Yankees. He's been in the business a long time, and that's the main focus is how much money can you raise for NIL? And, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And Pitt Athletics is in a good spot right now. It's not like he has to come in and make any new hires or any fires, really. You know, with the volleyball team doing well and basketball team trending up and the Pitt football team being 6-0, that is all good. But with the landscape of NIL, and I'm very curious to see or to find out how their NIL structure was at Tennessee and before, you are heading in the direction you're seeing some schools incorporate really the NFL model of hiring a GM for each team, at least each big team, which would be basketball and football. So, you know, if any moves or any structural things that he would want to change, it may be that, maybe hiring a GM of football, hiring a GM of basketball, and then having athletic directors for some of the other sports. So his focus can be raise money, smile, raise money. But I'm sure Pitt fans will be happy with, you know, this hire. And it was the right hire, at least on paper, because you heard some things of, you know, some figures out there and some personalities that could come in that had Pitt ties that I think was absolutely dumb to even entertain that, because this is an ongoing thing. It's a fast moving train and you need somebody that knows what they're doing. And clearly from paper, this guy knows what he's doing. So we'll see. I'm anxious to meet him. And, you know, this was not the fastest process, but I think they were very deliberate in figuring out who they really wanted to get. And this is the guy, Alan Green.
I think the way you describe that is right on the money. It's been about a month, which isn't that long. It also could feel long for some. They had a list before Heather ever walked out the door.
Yes.
Like, there's no doubt about that. Joan Gable, I'm sure, had a list. Jennifer Toscano, perhaps involved in the situation. Here's the part that stands out to me from what Thamel wrote. Green brings a strong background in football, finances, NIL, and fundraising.
Yep.
I think experience and experience in the modern age was the most important thing. Pitt ties, okay, that's nice. You want somebody that knows the landscape.
Yes.
And I'll just tell you from, and you know this, just being in and around college football for as long as you've been around and me knowing what I know about the landscape of college football, I know somebody very well who works within an athletic department in the SEC. There is no more toxic booster NIL relationship with the fans and the program than Auburn. And then Tennessee could be a hellscape, man. And he was the, what, deputy AD there at Tennessee. Like, you deal with that, and then you come to Pitt, hey, walk in the park. I mean, Pitt's got passionate fans. I think Pitt's in a great spot now, NIL-wise, and they're on the correct trajectory, something we've talked about on, off the air, with Pat, without Pat Bostic. If you can get people to agree on stuff at Tennessee,
yeah,
I can get people to agree on stuff at the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Finances, NIL, fundraising.
It's exactly what you're looking for.
You need to pay players $20 million bucks starting next year, which means you need a plan to do that, and you need to see. I'm sure they have a plan for that at Tennessee for next year.
Yes.
I'm sure of that.
I know that there are fans out there that would have loved a familiar name or a connection to Pitt, but at the end of the day, you need somebody that's going to do the damn job, because you don't want to be left behind. It's not just NIL. There's conference realignment. There's so many things that are about to about to come through that you need to be prepared for, and you needed somebody that already had a model of that to come in and place that model here so you're ready for anything, because people were caught off guard with NIL, and they're still caught off guard. There's no rules. There's no parameters. They're just, it's the wild, wild west still because they were caught off guard. You don't want to be caught off guard with anything else because something else is going to happen. I know that we know the realignment and, you know, the athletic department's getting money to pay players. Something else is about to pop up. I don't know what it is, but something is. But you have to be prepared for it. You have to already see into the future what could possibly happen. So we're ready. And being a school like Pitt, you need that because you're left out right now. You're left out. You're not in the Big Ten. You're not in the SEC. You need to get in with the big dogs. And having somebody that has a background with all those three things that you need, that was crucial. And I think they, at least on paper, like I said before, made the right hire, at least resume-wise, for somebody that could come in and really boost Pitt to another level.
We're going to get to Steelers-Jets coming up in the next segment with Odds and Ends. Obviously, it's one of the favorite things we do every Friday. We really get to the nitty-gritty on the Steelers' upcoming matchup. We will do that coming up in the next segment. This isn't someone that was an athletic director 10 years ago and then not in the scene for the last few years. This is an athletic director at the University of Buffalo, then at SEC school, and has served as the deputy AD in an SEC school while this has all been going on. You cannot take a swing here on a first-time athletic director, no. And they didn't. I think about, just to draw an analogy here, when you had Crosby and Malkin kind of failing in the playoffs and you get rid of Ray Shero and you're thinking, what direction do we go? You can hire the young hotshot, someone who's never done it before. No, you need to hire a Jim Rutherford with experience because you can't guess. You need to know. You can't guess and hire a first-time athletic director coming in and say, well, they say all the right things in the interview process. Oh, they've got a great vision and plan, but have never been a part of a plan being executed. No, you bring in somebody with a resume. An 8 years athletic director resume is pretty doggone good. Not to mention, worked 7 years at Notre Dame as well.
Yes.
So this is a long resume for Alan Green, the new Pittsburgh athletic director, University of Pittsburgh athletic director. On its surface, looks like a great hire.
Yeah.
Love to talk to him. Hopefully we can make that happen. Would love to get him on next week. I'm sure he'll be busy.
For sure.
In the next couple of days.